Curious facts with Jennifer Welsh. Fun little figures. Staffordshire figures first appeared in the Staffordshire potteries during the mid-18th century. Unlike the expensive refined porcelain of Chelsea or Derby, these wares were produced by a collection of smaller factories. Their work captured the spirit of common people adorning mantelpieces of the middle and working classes. Early examples were charming folk-like figures, simple, largely uncoloured, and made from salt-glazed stoneware. By the 19th century, potters transitioned to higher quality lead-glazed earthenware. Figures became vibrantly coloured, often featuring a striking cobalt blue and complex bocage, a backdrop of trees and plants. Staffordshire figures reflect a diverse range of personalities, traditionally serving as a mirror for popular culture and world events. Royalty, like Victoria and Albert, were favourites, alongside military heroes like Nelson and Wellington. Inspiration was also drawn from literary and folklore figures, as well as sports stars and personalities. It is, however, the animals that remain the most popular subjects, with the wonderful Staffordshire Spaniel standing out as the most iconic. As the 19th century progressed, potters moved towards the mass market. This led to flatbacks. Primarily modelled on the front, these were cheaper and easier to produce. And there is a picture of said flatbacks of a pair of spaniels.